All right, here we go.
Pass time.
We're just going to start the
Call of Duty later.
We're going to start the show. Here we go. We're just going to start it. Okay. Hey. Horse time, it makes you think, it makes you laugh, it makes you drink, and then the thing with the...
No, you stole Hunter's opening line. Come on. That's what he does.
All right, let's start it over. Hunter, you do it now.
Concept so ridiculous that I would... Professor Frank, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you think, it'll make you drink with the thing. Haven!
It's horse time here on Podzilla 1985, ladies and gentlemen. Normally we start the show off with some kind of very funny sketch that's always funny.
That was it.
That's what we're doing tonight. Lindsay is disappointed in us immediately. She doesn't know why she's here. Somehow, out of everybody, she's the one most disappointed.
Ask them what they want to hear.
For once on a Friday night, I'm not freaking stuck at work.
That's true.
Ooh, that's true. That's a fair point.
Put it out there. Ask them what they want to hear. We'll end the show with one. How about that?
There you go. I like that.
We'll end the show with a sketch.
All right.
You guys, that's new.
If you guys have a request for a sketch, put it in.
We can find it.
I'm on it.
Well, to be fair, go find it. A sketch that won't get us kicked off Facebook again because Zuckerberg's prick.
Yeah, he's a fucker motherfucker.
The only other time we've done it at the end was actually the very first one we did when we did the Seinfeld transcript. That was the end of that show. Yeah.
Also,
that was the majority of the show.
Hold on. Let's get to the intros because we've not done any of them. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me tonight, we have a crowd of horses, starting off with the lovely Palomino. Double H.
I think that's known as a collection. I think a group of horses is a collection.
Tiny horse himself, Kazman's here with us. Son of a bitch. We've got the stallion, Cody Sandusky.
The strong must protect the sweet. And yes, that's also accurate. It's more accurate than maybe a murder of horses. Wait.
What? Okay. And then.
The murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
What's a?
See, she got where I was going.
Group of horses is known as a stud.
Yeah, that's Cody, the stud.
A single one, just one stud.
What's a
group is known as a stud?
What is a female horse called? Calico and the Calico Lindsay Wolfgang.
That's a cat.
It's horse female cat horse
with lots of colors.
You're thinking of Palomino.
No, you're the
yes Palomino.
Wait,
painted.
No, he's thinking of El Camino.
No, that's the Breaking Bad
really
movie.
Fucked up movie with Clint Eastwood.
No, that's El Torino.
That's Clint Eastwood.
I said El Torino. Fuck. What is happening? What is this show?
This is why we're canceling it.
Show's done.
Hunter and I were talking before the show, and I said that I appreciate having two screens because I can have video up and also shitpost if I was any good at shitposting. I think this is a clear, brazen example of how I'm not funny. I'm just
you
awkward.
You would brazenly declare.
Damn it. You saw Venus. It was Venus.
I walked right into that one.
All right.
Hashtag it was Venus.
So here's the challenge for tonight. All right, Lindsay, we're carrying over the trivia contest from last night into this show, but here's the difference.
It's going to work differently.
Only one of us is allowed to give real answers. Everyone else has to give the worst answers they can think of.
I'm down with that. That was pretty much my entire night last night. I'll continue that shit.
So, who wants to try to get... I'll tell you what, Lindsay, you get to pick. Every question, you pick one of us to give the real answer.
Just rotate if that's the case.
No, that's bullshit.
Why don't we just for each one give what we think the real answer is, but also give the worst possible answer?
See, okay.
There you go. Okay. Or just answer it the way you want to, and sometimes it'll be right, sometimes it'll be insane.
Painfully wrong.
Kaz, we didn't expect anything more or less.
Yeah. Kaz, I was there last night. Every answer you gave was insane.
It was they were on duck
and
hunt
he still
duck.
Has 6 points
exactly. I am happy with my 6 points. I went to bed satisfied, like I was a fucking victory champion.
Someone mute him.
Someone. Okay, there's your hashtag victory champion.
I am slightly annoyed that Tanner was all like add more questions and he's not even freaking here.
Good. Sorry, what? I didn't mean that.
I said what I said.
Tanner, who are you?
Tanner pops into the Call of Duty chat last night and drops a GIF of Hulk Hogan dropping a mic, and I was like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And he goes, I'm just bragging about my victory. And I was like, okay, well, this was a weird place to do it.
Look, because
none of us saw that.
Look, legitimately.
Two people in that fucking entire chat knew what the hell was going on. I was one of those two people.
Legitimately, I just needed to brag,
and I'm like, okay.
I was proud of Tanner, because Tanner, if you remember the original Jeopardy shows that we did so poorly that people were asking me if he was borderline mentally challenged. They requested knowledge, and I'm glad Tanner proved himself to be just as capable as the rest of us, if not more so. Last night,
you're comfortable with the podcast.
You never were. You're correct. You were never comfortable with it. So Lindsay,
so brazenly declared.
So Lindsay's gonna read off questions. Let's get rid of the multiple choice. If you know the answer, write it down. If you don't know the answer, make it up.
Yeah, there is no more multiple choice. There is no phone a friend.
Okay. If you guys, unless the question specifically requires a multiple choice. Okay.
And if you Google it,
I'm fine with that.
Cool.
Cool. All right. No. Cass is down.
Yeah, hey, but yeah. This worked well yesterday, but it's horse time. Anything goes.
Okay, so everything is just worth 1 point. Or, I guess, 2 points if you break everyone with your wrong answer.
Oh, challenge accepted.
There you go. Just before we start, Hunter, you'll appreciate this.
I drew a horse. A
former coworker of ours just texted me about his broken laptop. I'll give you two guesses on who it is and how many times.
I don't need either. It's Eric Sean.
Yeah, okay. Fucking
laptop. Yeah, there was no.
And guess how many words I'm going to type in response.
Zero.
Goddamn right.
Deuce.
Even though I'm technically a contractor, so I could get paid for this.
Oh, I was going to say, if you were not on contract, I can give you a handful of words you should text him that I will surreptitiously send you elsewhere. But if you're still contracted,
I mean, I can decline any work I want, and that's what I'm going to elect to do.
Well, in Georgia, it's illegal to give you water or food during that election.
Just text him back, new job, who dis? I don't know.
His name's on my phone. I know who it is because I've seen the number too fucking much, but I deleted that contact. Well,
also, probably because he started with Cody, Eric Sean. Let me get your opinion on something here. I don't know why he's David Putty when I do this from Seinfeld. I don't know why he's Patrick Warburton. Eric Sean, let me get your opinion on something here.
Go Devils!
I have no idea why I do that.
Go Devils!
Eight ball, huh? Eight ball.
I drew me as a horse.
Well, we know what the show image will be. I like how it's Shannon's arm sparkling and the hashtag just goes by a new job. Who did?
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, man. I don't know when we decided to add alcohol to the equation on this show, but it was the best thing Kaz ever did.
When you decided to add it.
You are welcome. Matt
Sism made that decision.
Oh, God.
You're right. That's how that went.
Oh, right. By the way, one of our listeners last night got temporarily banned from Facebook because of the show.
Bravo!
Why? Congratulations.
He replied when we were talking about the Disney thing, and I said it was white liberal whatever. He replied to it and said, "Yeah, greedy white bastards or something like that." He got temporarily banned for saying greedy white bastards.
What? Thank you, Zuckerberg.
That's just Zuckerberg knowing that's what he is. He doesn't want that being said publicly.
Because he was bullying, it said. And I told him, like, don't worry, dude. I've been hit twice for that shit. You get a couple.
That's right. It's a grace period. They give
you some resets after a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's do this. Lindsay, yep. I'll explain.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Sorry, I cut you off there.
Go ahead.
No, you do it.
You sure?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, as I said yesterday, we were doing Disney trivia, and I added in Star Wars and Marvel since they own the properties. And at the end of the show, Tanner's all like, well, this is on there too. So I extended it to stuff that is on Disney Plus. So I spent this afternoon adding in Simpsons, Hamilton, and Muppet questions. Only for the person that wanted it to not be here.
We're really leaning into the Disney thing.
I can get you one of those three and select options with two of them.
I mean, that's what I still have left over. So
Tanner said last night he was excited because he had a long day and then he won. What he won was another long day.
I want to point out that I put a cowboy hat and a beard on him.
Hold on. Bring him back up.
It's Abra Horse Lincoln.
Okay, if you take the tip of the nose where you put the holes and the eye and you see them as the eyes, then the whole thing is ruined. It's a whole new face.
It really is.
Oh my god, I can't not see it now. I can't not see it now. Thanks. Fucking
what I do.
Derpy looking mustache fucking shark over here is what it is now. Fuck.
At least he's still buff though.
He's still got them sparkle muscles.
Oh god.
Anyway, Lindsay, go on with the Jeopardy.
Get on with the trivia. Okay,
well, if you guys don't want to do multiple choice, then everything is just worth 1 point if you get it correct.
Sweet.
My goal is to end with
everybody.
My goal is to end with 69 points.
Hey, you don't even know.
That would require a lot.
How many, Shannon?
69.
It's a goddamn ghost trivia.
Cody doesn't even know.
Lindsay wants none of our shit. She's dealing with 0% of our bullshit tonight.
I mean, I just feel like this is going to be an Uber train wreck at this point.
So don't search that number and animate a GIF. You don't want that.
Lindsay, before you start.
Lindsay, before you start,
I turned him into Abraham Lincoln, and he has a gun pointed at his head.
Why has he got a gun on his hat?
It's aiming at him. It's going to shoot him.
It looks like it's aiming at people behind him. He's like a fucking pissed off pilgrim.
Well, there's your new hashtag. There it is.
Fuck.
All right. Question one from Lindsay.
Cody's done. He's done. He's out.
All right. No, I haven't been drinking either, other than this tumbler of water.
Pilgrim.
It's okay. I just feel like everyone's going to stare at me with blank stares tonight, so it's fine.
Pilgrim horse with a gun. All right, Lindsay. All right. Pilgrim.
He's got tomahawks. Hold on.
Tomahawks?
Tamara Hawk. No, it's Tamara Hawk. It's our friend.
No, it's tomahawks.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
Okay. We'll start off with your Simpsons goodness, because that's what got pulled out.
I just want to point out, y'all shouldn't expect horse time to be strategically organized.
Of course. Never. Never, ever, ever.
Pilgrims with tomahawks.
Yes. What nationality were the people who bought the power plant for Mr. Burns?
I know this one.
We start off with that.
I'm ready to go.
Wait, what just happened?
You don't want your multiple choices?
No, this is easy.
Cass, did you say who was that?
Yeah, we got guest stars.
That's my wife.
Oh, that's Sarah.
Hello?
He's out. He's gone.
She couldn't get out any faster. What happened? Oh, I'm sorry.
She's just going to go back to playing Monster Hunter. It's fine.
No, her Apple Pencil died. She's got a coloring thing on her iPad, and the pencil died.
Actually, Lindsay,
I know how that feels. These things are awesome, but also shitty.
Kaz immediately pulls one up and goes, I know how that feels.
I don't think she has a Monster Hunter. Hunter, does she have Monster Hunter? She doesn't, does she?
No, we didn't get Monster Hunter yet.
Well, someone named Sarah was playing Monster Hunter on your your notifications.
I have another person on my Switch named Sarah.
It's not mine?
No, I'm on mine. It's not Hunter's Wife, though. I have another friend named Sarah, and I have no idea who she is. And that makes me feel bad. But anyway. All right.
That's what I do with the Apple Pencils.
Ooh, and that's why I want one, but I still don't have one.
They are very nice.
They're also very expensive.
It's true. My guess is Czechoslovakian.
Your
real guess or your office?
No, that's both. Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. I don't even remember. Do real guesses.
I don't remember when this episode happened. So Czechoslovakia may not even have been a country at that point.
My answer is German. So I put a swastika on his armband.
Jesus H.
Shannon. Christ.
So
I legitimately could not remember. Gone. So my answer. Guess out. My answer is Venusian because I am brazenly declaring that they are from Venus.
All right, now he's just got an armband, Kaz. You can come back. No, he's flipping me off. Okay.
Well, Kaz, you got an answer?
Pass.
Nope.
This is gonna This is gonna be an easy night for me.
Yeah, apparently.
They were German.
Yeah.
They're so wait, does that mean Shannon like gets points? That doesn't seem fair.
I was just going to say Russian.
That doesn't seem fair.
That was something one of about, the options.
There's something the way that he answered that and getting points that doesn't seem good.
Does he get negative points because of his drawing?
No. Look, we can't ignore Germany's past. They're no filthy longer people.
A pissed off. It's not a pilgrim with a tomahawk anymore. It's a fucking...
No, Kaz, he's got an armband. He's got an armband now. Now he's an indie wrestler. This is his gimmick.
Oh. Yeah, but I know what's under that.
No, but he's not.
There's nothing under there, Kaz. Look, just pretend it's Mel Gibson. He looks fine on the outside, but you know he's racist against Jews on the inside. Anyway,
question two, please.
Let's move on to the next
question. I think we're banned already.
I gotta wait for people to stop talking. Or to be like, okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Oh. And stuff. Okay. Next. What advice all right, what's next? Does Aaron la 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 la?
Hi.
What advice does Aaron Burr give Alexander Hamilton in Aaron Burr, sir?
Oh, I got
it. He says shoot him.
Write it down. No, don't say it out loud.
Oh, Hunter, how's your camera the right way and mine's not?
Well, you should wait till it's your turn, Cody. Mine's embedded. Otherwise, they're going to see your answer.
Oh, yeah.
I have already got it. I've got it.
I say Hunter and I are going
to I know, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do the whole thing, ready. Too. I'm going for bonus points.
Yeah, see, I was damn it. You go first, that means you're beating me to it.
No, I get to go. Well, I think who does get to go first? I think since I got the last question right, I should go first.
But the way that you got it right says you go last.
My answer.
I want to go first because I know I have it right.
Mine's right, already up.
All right, fine. Hunter can go first. I yes.
And Aaron Burr, sir. Aaron Burr's advice to Alexander Hamilton is talk less.
What?
Smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or who what you're for.
You got to be kidding me.
Want to get ahead.
Yes.
Fools who run their mouths oft wind up dead.
Well, yo, what time is it?
Points time.
Like I said.
I'm living in a cuckoo clock. What is happening?
They're just well, you see, Shannon, on the
I'm
answer.
John Lawrence in the place to be. 2 pints of Sam Adams, but I'm working on 3.
I answered.
Most Red Coats don't want it with me.
I'm
free.
I answered "Rap Your Rascal" twice because I have no idea.
That was poor advice then and now.
I like to punish supermodels.
I say, put spinners on your rascal.
I mean, my answer would have also been talk less, smile more. So there you go.
And that's all we needed was talk less, smile more. Hunter just wanted to go the extra mile.
Yes.
The green one. All right. Next question. We're on a roll now. We got this.
Are you implying that I should walk down the death row?
Okay. Which dwarf steals an extra kiss from Snow White?
I got it.
I remember there are 7.
Very good.
I don't remember some of their names.
That's fine.
All right, I got my answer.
But I have a guess.
Huh? I got
it. Too.
Is Hornswoggle a choice?
It is.
No.
Anything's a choice.
It's always a choice.
All right, everybody ready?
Sure.
All right. I answered Peter Dinklage.
Tyrion Lannister.
I wasn't ready. I'm sorry. No, Grumpy. It was one or the other. It was either Grumpy or the other one. I won't say yet.
Wait, hold on. Lindsay, I made them all laugh. Do I get 2 points?
Did we agree Tipper? On that or not?
I can't. Tipper.
Wait. I wrote Dopey. And that's then the other one I was going to guess. My other option was me.
Oh, you got an alternative.
Oh, no.
You got an alternative.
No.
Okay, so I say the short one.
Riveting.
But yes. They're all short.
Yeah,
but he's shorter.
What you call, like, hedging your bets.
But he's shorter, and you know what? If Jesse were here,
I am not wrong.
Jesse would get on Wikipedia to find out the height of all the dwarfs to make sure he wasn't right. That would happen.
Wish for anything.
He would tell you that's a viable strategy.
It's a viable strategy. I love Jesse. We all love Jesse.
The correct answer is Dopey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Dopey or Grumpy. I knew it was one of the yes. parts of the spectrum.
All right, but Lindsay,
I legitimately guessed entirely based on their names. That was it. Lindsay, I was running down the names going Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy, Dopey, Sneezy, Bashful, Doc. It's got to be Dopey.
I didn't remember Bashful.
Bravo. I'd be like the handsome one.
I don't know why I know those. For some nosy, reason, somewhere along the way,
Hedgy, Toey.
I Googled it, and Peter Dinklage played Dopey in a high school play, so I think I should get points. Hey, Kobe.
No, the problem is you Googled it, which means it's an automatic zero.
We're not using Google, so you're out of luck.
Hey, Kobe. Hey, Hunter, Kobe's here.
Peter Dinklage is actually a better actor than most of them in Hollywood right now.
Oh, is he really?
He is. He's in here.
What's up, buddy?
What up? All right, Lindsay, next question. I'm going to get it right.
All right. You probably will, actually. What is the secret ingredient in a flaming mo?
I don't know if I want to be funny or serious. I'm going to be serious.
I see. I can only think of the recipe with it's the one that he calls the biggest brain bleach drink. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, the forget-me-not or whatever?
Forget-me-not. Yeah, forget-me-shot. Forget-me-shot. There it is. Yeah.
All right.
From a strip of Aquafresh toothpaste.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Children's cough syrup.
I also wrote cough syrup. My alternative answers were knives, too, which is pretty great.
It's pretty great.
And lemons.
Hams.
Lemons is probably a good answer.
But yes, cough syrup is clearly the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember. That's fine.
Okay.
What about
was it Krusty brand? I feel like it was Krusty brand.
Of course. Everything was
Krusty. Is it everything? Yeah, it has to be.
I didn't get that specific with it.
It's a Krusty partially hydrogenated milk. What is it? Hydrogenated. What is the
gum based?
That's gum based. Gum based milk product.
Yeah, we would call them in McDonald's. They call them a shake. Kaz wrote 151. I think that's his answer.
151's your answer. Kaz is going to answer on the screen. It's cough syrup.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, always.
Lindsay,
it's always cough
syrup. I want you to know that we are not shitting on your trivia contest. We're just having fun.
It's Friday. I know how this goes.
Horse time.
I'm not
cough syrup.
You don't walk in a horse time thinking that things are going to be planned.
And the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yes. Okay. What is the name of the set of documents that regulate the activities of enhanced persons?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What?
It's a Marvel question.
Oh, I know.
What is the name of the set of documents that regulate the activities of enhanced persons?
I got it.
I'm gonna take a legit shot here.
Tell me when you're ready. I got this one.
Yep.
All right, everybody, good. All right, I'll start because we're all answering and it can all be right. Because I took a guess, but I think my guess is right. I hope. Is it the Avengers Protocol?
No. But that's actually not a bad guess.
Then I'll see you guys later.
The Avengers Protocol. Yeah, it's the Sokovia Accords.
Damn it. I knew it. I didn't.
The Avengers Protocol, it would be what Nick Fury wrote up to create the Avengers in the first place. Yeah, the Sokovia Accords is what regulates them after the fact.
After Age of Ultron.
Or it's the Marvel manuscript, I hear.
Manuscript.
That would be, if this was multiple choice, that would be answer D.
Yes.
You know what's wrong, but it's still fun.
Because it has alliteration. It is indeed the Sokovia Accords.
Bullshit! Well, sorry.
What was that?
Sorry.
That was a terrifying noise.
Your mic peaked.
Here's what we heard.
That's for the best. That's for the best.
This one's too easy, but all right. R2-D2 is classified as what type of droid?
You say that. I don't know. Midget?
I know.
You should know after how many months have we played Star Wars.
Well, I know C-3PO is a protocol droid.
Actually, he was the one who got the extra kiss from Snow White. Cass says trash can.
they
have one of those. That's a gong droid.
If you go with the Muppet Babies episode, that's what they called him, was a trash can.
I got this. I'm ready.
I win. No more answers. Let's move on.
Next question.
Cody, you start.
No, I was going to say, I protocol droid, but I can't remember the actual technical.
Nope, that's 3PO.
That's 3PO.
Right. 3PO is a protocol droid. Yeah. Is it just me?
I don't know.
He knows 3 million languages.
Shannon, you have
an astromech. He's an astromech.
Astromech droid. Of course.
Balin.
Hey, Caleb.
I loved you, old
trash
man.
Can.
What's up, Caleb? No, good to see you.
That's a very wide. I still can't use the fact that the camera is now this wide viewing my room.
Either the people
I see
all of your
vibe cat.
Yeah, I mean it's just my office / like gaming cave. But
you know,
I
see your boxes. Hunter, you got a guitar back there.
Hunter, yeah, I got a bass guitar back there.
At least what the guitar goes in.
Yeah, there's a bass guitar in there.
I'm gonna go ahead.
I'm not keeping track of points. I got one. Where am I? Where are we?
Yeah, I'm not keeping track of points either.
At the moment, Hunter has 5. Shannon and Cody have both earned 2, and I gave Kaz 2 for the trash can comment because I found it entertaining.
Good point, baby. I'm going to end this with 4. I'm going to do it.
He's going to get to 4 and just quit.
That's exactly right. I'm just going to log out.
Hunter, I went ahead and added Vibecat to the live video, so.
I don't see
yes.
It. It'll pop
he
up
hasn't
in a second.
Popped up yet.
He's dancing with Lindsay very hard.
Facebook is so slow.
Is he? Oh, yeah, because that's always where you end up sticking numbers there. Okay. I am going to slightly reword this one because I don't know if any of you guys are going to know this cartoon in general. So,
is it Count Duckula?
Count Duckula is not Disney. That's a British cartoon.
Duck Hunt Duck.
Is it Duck Hunt?
No.
Always Duck
Jackal.
Hunt.
Is it a jackal?
It's a jackal.
39 times. Why would it be this time, asshole?
With my money. Sorry.
Okay. Well. Okay. Rather than just rewording it, I'll just add a little extra to it. It is a 90s one Saturday morning Disney cartoon.
Is it Gummy Bears?
In her, no. In her theme song, what is Pepper Ann claimed to be too cool for?
Oh, I actually know this. I think, if I remember right.
Oh no!
I might actually, even though I've only seen maybe like 2 or 3 episodes of Pepper Ann, because this was a part of the ABC Saturday morning block, which I watched Recess on, but not Pepper Ann.
I actually do know this one.
Oh man,
I do not.
I feel
I will not get this one.
The number is the part I'm worried about. I feel like I remember the part.
All right, I'll start this because I'm definitely wrong. She's too cool for Levi's woke jeans.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer.
That's close, but it's not correct. She's too cool for Brazilian scat porn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Specifically
too.
Brazilian.
Lindsay, is it 7th grade?
I can't tell until Kaz gives an answer.
He has no fucking clue. Don't you see his answer?
No, that's fine.
Kaz is going to go, my answer is whatever Cody was going to say.
She is indeed too cool for 7th grade.
Yeah. All right.
Her theme song is all Pepper Ann, she's too cool for 7th grade.
I was worried I had the grade wrong. I remember that.
No, you're right. I couldn't remember the grade.
Oh, all shit. Right.
Is it I have only barely remember Pepper Ann.
I don't remember. Even know
what we're talking about. What show was this?
That's because she was like a hipster. It's called Pepper Ann. Hipsters were a thing.
Isn't that, with that Pepper Ann. Isn't that Tony Stark's assistant?
Pepper Pot. She's allergic to peppermint.
That's strawberry.
Oh, goodness.
This is terrible. I'm terrible at this. Go ahead, this Lindsay.
Perfect horse time.
That's okay.
This is what the kids come for. It's always the squalor.
Hey.
Yay, squalor.
They chose to join us.
Squalor. And we appreciate that. Remember, listener out there, viewer out there, we appreciate you.
There's at least two.
Do we?
Let's keep going.
We need to appreciate them more.
Hunter doesn't have to be here for this one. Go ahead. He's still listening. He's still hearing us.
You,
so go ahead.
Okay, you wait. It's a damn Muppets question that none of us are going to get anyway.
It's not.
Fuck.
Oh, hey. All right.
What sign hangs above Winnie the Pooh's door? You still don't know the answer, anyways.
Nope.
Should I go first?
I mean, you're probably most likely.
Well, I gotta write my answer down first.
No.
I say, fuck you, Piglet.
That is highly inappropriate.
Why? No, wait. It depends on the type of Winnie the Pooh that you grew up watching.
Little pink puppet piece of shit.
Tigger is an asshole.
Oh, okay. I was worried about rhyming words.
No, not going to happen with my board.
I withdraw my answer. I choose not to answer.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. All right, this is not right, but I'm trying to remember. Okay. Is it something about the 100-acre wood?
Actually, I was going to say it was 100-acre woods. Okay. On the sign, but
that's legitimately the only guess that I would have had.
Any last guesses?
Yes, I do know. Do you want me to write it or can I just say it? Can I just say it?
Okay. I think we all guessed.
So above his above the door, he has a sign that says, "This is the kids. They listen to the rap music, which gives them the brain damage." And then it goes on and on and on.
The pop and the Coca Cola and the.
That's so the picture curve. Above his door was like a Harry Potter picture. It was like. Video and audio.
It was just Bill Cosby.
You just walk by.
The kids, they listen to the rap music
with their hip.
And eventually, they went to prison.
What the jazz is all about.
All right, nobody got that, Lindsay. What was it?
The sign reads "Mr. Sanders."
I still think Christopher Robin's fucking nuts.
I would never.
Not
wait, is that Pooh?
Why does it say that?
Is his name Winnie Sanders?
It just says Mr. Sanders.
But it's Pooh's house,
Pooh
right?
Lives in a house under a sign that says Mr. Sanders.
Apparently not.
Apparently, Winnie the Pooh is squatting on that Pooh property.
Squatting. Right, that's what happens. That's why he could get away with this shit with no job. He fucking living in somebody else's house.
That's right.
Run around with no pants on all the time.
I think he
taking his head in honey pots.
Well, he's still a bear, right? I'm pretty sure he murdered Mr. Sanders and ate him.
No, he's a probably true bear. Also,
That's probably true. He probably ate his ass
with honey. He poured ass in the honey. Nope.
Honey ass.
Oh,
here we go. Hashtag honey ass.
Oh, what a terrible day to have ears.
Why? Oh, fucking
and ass. I have
That's a bitter pill to swallow right there.
Honey ass.
Oh, partly. I also just realized that when I poured my last drink, it was mostly only Jameson because I forgot to pour the mixer in.
That'll put some air on your chest.
That's going to help you.
That'll wake you up.
It's going to help you with that honey ass. Yeah.
That'll do it.
That's what Johnny, isn't that Johnny Silverhand's famous quote? Wake up, honey ass. We got a job to do.
Hey, honey ass.
We got a city to burn.
This is ridiculous.
Lindsay, go ahead.
Is there more questions? Let's keep this going.
Yes. You're just all giggling, so I was waiting for it to calm down. Just slightly, I'm a win. You know.
Fuck all y'all. Yeah. Victory.
I'm not.
Victory champion.
I am victory.
Who was spying on the British in Hamilton?
Did you do this for fucking Tanner to give him more questions?
Hunter was going to know answers too.
I do know the answer. Yeah.
Did you say who was spying on the British for the Americans?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got it.
Hunter, do you want to start the opening stanza of that section of the song? Or you want me to intro the line for you?
It depends on which one you want to do. He gets two.
Baby.
See, I was going to say they had a spy on the inside.
That's right. Well, he gets that. I mean, he gets his own little bit there, but he also gets the introduction.
Right.
The introduction's not as good, though.
I'll just throw my wrong answer
intercourse over four sets of corsets? Wow.
Here's my wrong answer, because I have no clue, and I feel bad because that means I don't know history either. It's The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and no one knows that reference either.
No.
Which I don't remember because I only saw the movie once. Which one was The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Henry Cavill, or was it Armie Hammer?
The Cannibal? Armie Hammer.
Was it? Okay.
Armie Hammer, Henry the Cannibal? Cavill was
the villain. The villain or the British compatriot?
I don't know, but the correct answer is Hercules Mulligan. Yeah, a tailor spying on this British government. He takes the measurements information and then he smuggles
it.
That's an awesome name in general. No. Hercules Mulligan. No. Holy
Hercules Mulligan. I say Peter Pettigrew. That boy, a rat.
Yes.
It is Hercules Mulligan.
He followed it up with that boy, a rat.
Technically writes the best. Technically corrects the best version.
That's a man.
That's a man. It's not a rat.
Shannon, I'm going to send you. I'll put it in the text here. Not only does he have an awesome name, he looks awesome. This in the musical is Hercules Mulligan.
The actor Oak, whose name I do not recall how to pronounce fully, is a boss.
Nice.
He's a big man.
That's him.
Yes, he is.
Nice. And then he goes on to play James Madison in the second act, and is equally entertaining in two very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He would very much like you to know that he wrote the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I wrote.
The ink hasn't dried. Still.
I know it's behind that.
And we're back to the Lincoln horse getting shot.
Assassination horse.
While serving as a stormtrooper, Finn was known as what call number?
I got it.
Oh, fuck I me. Did.
Oh, boy.
See, this is where your multiple choices might have come in handy.
I appreciate your confidence in me.
Kaz, I like your answer.
Hey, I'm just being honest.
I'll go ahead and guess first. His call letters
were Michaela.
His call letters were BLK/911. I didn't know what else to do. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna put
Hang on. Let me be the living embodiment of that Stewie gif.
Let me. I'm gonna go ahead and just put a pointy hood on this horse now.
Yeah. If you put my name on it, I swear to God, Shannon Young, I'll come to your apartment.
I wouldn't do that.
Kodu. No.
Lindsay, my answer is who gives a shit, because that movie was terrible, that series was terrible, and the characters were boring.
Well, that's fine, because you're wrong, and also it's FN2187.
That's fucking...
Hunter's half right. Something. He's wrong about me being wrong.
I say... Oh, it's that guy.
It is FN2187, and Caleb also got it right in the.
My one looks terrible because I tried to do the long one, but that's.
Yeah, that's what I did on mine. Not that you noticed, because I was just horribly offensive, and that's my bad.
It's okay. No, Cody, it's fine. No, it's funny. It's fine. I laughed on the inside.
No, it's not.
Cody, don't keep talking about it because Shannon's going to edit it out.
This is true.
Oh, good. Thank you. So save me for myself, please.
I get the FN.
I still stand by that he's the guy that got fucked over by Disney. But you know,
that's accurate. I mean, that's the true answer.
I get FN.
Yeah, but you got to be more specific with that.
A black actor for Disney gets fucked over. Specific.
But in what way?
Danny Glover was like a word.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, I'm kind of sad I don't get to say the multiple choice for this one, so when the question's all said and done,
do
I'm going to say them anyways.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. It's fine.
Make this one multiple choice.
Okay. I mean, it's just because it's funny. That's the only reason I want to say them. What is the name of Ned Flanders' store in the Springfield Mall? Is it the Hi-Diddly-Ho-Mart? Yeah.
No.
The Indeedly Doodly, the Leftorium, or Bible Blaster?
Bible Blaster!
Bible Blaster!
I saw that.
It's clearly the correct answer.
I saw that porn.
I want that to be the right answer.
The answer,
Shannon, tell him.
The answer is clearly the Leftorium. I was writing that down.
Leftorium.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, why is my camera so bad? There. The Leftorium.
Oh, cool. I say don't-ally, fuckily, no.
No-ally.
No-ally.
Cody, what's your call?
It would have been Leftorium, yeah.
All right. It is indeed the Leftorium, but I just thought it was funny that whoever made the question online did the Hi-Diddly-Ho-Mart.
I like Bible Blasters.
Flanders. Yeah, Bible Blaster was my personal
favorite. That's a pretty good one. That's a good one.
Feels like he's wearing nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Stupid, sexy Flanders.
Right. How many films in the MCU does Agent Coulson appear in?
Ooh.
Hmm.
There's Flanders' ass, by the way.
That's a good one. Hold on, let's see that again.
Oh,
keep it up. Keep it up. That gets, get us close up. Close up. You gotta get it closer to that, and it's gotta be in focus.
We don't need a close up mooning.
Okay.
Lindsay, what was it? How many movies in the MCU is Coulson in?
How many films in the MCU does Agent Coulson appear in?
Oh, son of a bitch. Let's see.
Write down any number.
Three. A combombination of three and five. And you wager Texas with a dollar sign in front of it.
I hate my life.
I really tried to figure it out. Like, I tried to go over them in my head, but I realized I don't want to go over it in my head. So I just guessed six. I know it's more than that, but.
No, I think you're on. I'm trying to think it's six or seven.
Nope, it's not that many. I got it. It's four, and I know which ones they are.
Four.
Iron Man,
four.
Iron Man 2, Thor, and Avengers.
Captain Marvel, homeboy.
You don't get any bonus.
I was going chronologically by the release order.
I say 3, 5, or something like 10.
That's multiple answers. Pick one number.
Threeve. I told you the first time. Damn it.
Captain Marvel.
Threeve is a good number. I like that number.
Threeve.
The correct answer is 5.
Fuck!
75.
Iron Man 2, Thor, Avengers, and Captain Marvel.
Hunter over here.
I can feel Hunter's disappointment. I can feel his disappointment because he forgot Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I'm going to have to feel that one.
He's like, I know how many and which ones, but not.
Because I went chronological release order, not chronological.
Not chronological, actual. Yeah. I
totally forgot about Captain Marvel.
No, I was, for whatever reason, misremembering that he was at the end of Captain America with the ice reveal.
No. What?
No.
No.
And that's the thing. I was wrong in that.
Oh, he thought he was.
Oh, okay. No, I'm saying that's what I was thinking.
What you said. Oh, okay.
That's why my count was higher, because I had the 5, and I was like, okay, Cap, and then, yeah, so that's me.
Yeah, because no, he didn't get to meet him till Avengers.
Right, with the cards. Mm.
Trading cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Next.
Next.
What year was The Little Mermaid released in theaters?
Spoiler alert. I actually don't think it was in. It was maybe not in my lifetime.
All right, Lindsay, I took a guess.
Okay.
I said 1991.
And see, no, what I can tell you is that late. No, because Beauty and the Beast is 91. I'll guess 89.
Late.
And yes, of course, 1789. So I'll be specific. My bad.
Thank you.
Aiming for 1482.
All right. I think Cody's right. I'm going with 89 as well.
It is 1989.
Damn it.
Because I knew Beauty and the Beast was 91 because that came out my birth year. That's the figure point from which I kind of remember the Disney chronology.
At least I was
relatively close. The first
Disney
movie to be released in the 90s was Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, with Paul Hogan.
Was what, Aladdin?
That was a good
It was Rescuers Down Under, Beauty and the Beast, and then Aladdin, Lion King, etc.
I always forget Beauty and the Beast comes before Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget all of it.
Wrong, and yet
it does. I get that.
Yes.
What does Waylon Smithers collect?
Oh, I got this one.
That one's an easy one.
You bet.
Cody,
I will say I did also find one of the choices in the multiple choice on here appropriate for the rest of you guys, but I'll wait till it's done.
So since Cody's not writing them down, I think he should go first for now once. That way we know
that's
his
fine.
Answer.
That's fine.
Yeah. Cody, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have an answer other than bow ties. I don't know this one.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Should I go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, Kaz.
I say peer teenagers.
No, not for Smithers. No, bad answer.
You know, no. Frolicking around, enjoying the mothers lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
So terrifying.
All right, Shannon, tell her what it is.
I'm going to give the right answer, and it's Malibu Stacy.
It is Malibu Stacy's. My alternate answer was grinder matches because
that explains. See, I was going to say he collects the things that Beautiful does stunts for Little Richard in, which is
those movies. So technically, peer teenager.
But I did write Malibu Stacy's first.
So mine was a lot less culture or a lot classy because I was just going to say semen.
At least you're scientifically accurate.
So. One of the choices on this page I found had one of the options as mold, spores, and funguses.
Kaz with the wrong gift at the wrong time. Motherfucker. Jesus
Christ. I know. He knew exactly what he was doing there.
Yeah. Spores, molds, and fungus is a pretty good line. That's a good choice.
It is. I like that.
Yo.
All right. What color are the polka dots on Fozzie Bear's tie?
Okay. Are you wanting a specific shade? Because I have the general color.
Just a basic color.
Well, now I'm worried.
I'm putting a question mark behind this, but it is my answer.
Yeah, I'm... Cody, you go first.
It's pink, right? Or a shade therein? Like mauve, perhaps?
We'll find out.
I
thought they were blue.
Because
the tie is white.
Yes.
And then...
I said
the tie is white.
I said purple and white.
Kaz, you got a color?
Aquamarine.
It is pink.
Hey,
I must say pink.
I was worried of like purple. I was thinking of like, it's not purple. Like I don't think of that color as purple. But.
Kaz
doing that, Zach, when the best play comes up. That's me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Lindsay, I think purple is pretty vague, so I think I should get a point. And I'm gonna find a picture of Fozzie Bear with a darker shade of pink that it looks purple, and I want my point.
Purple is purple is a fruit. Purple is a fruit.
Purple's
purple
a flavor.
Is a drink.
There, Cody. Now she's racist.
A grip and sip.
No, Shannon, unfortunately,
that's what goes into a flaming moe.
This is a purple drink. Yeah, the purple drink.
Purple flavor.
My dad, just real quick, but when after mom passed away and dad lived on his own, we went over to his house once, and that motherfucker had a gallon of purple drink. It just said purple drink
purple
on it.
Drink.
No shit. Yeah.
Was it D-R-A-N-K? Drink?
No, it was still white flavored.
Oh.
It was
white flavor.
It was for the whites.
You won't get to criticize for the rest of the show. You're out. Okay. That's your ban.
What the fuck is
you're on way more first. That's true.
BLK 911.
Nope,
wow.
I'm done.
Come on.
Fuck. I'm pouring.
You okay, Shannon?
I'm good.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
That's going to hang with me for a while.
I know what his next Activision tag is going to be.
Yeah, bye-bye Kermit.
Oh.
That's a real bad Kermit.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, that's a fucked up Kermit.
My stomach hurts. I feel like Waylon Smithers after a hot night.
For your teenagers.
Next up, Which script is Stan Lee reading in his Captain Marvel cameo?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Okay.
Oh, this one.
Yep.
No joke on this one. I got it.
Nope.
I'm so mad that nobody got that Coulson one right, and we were all within one.
Yeah, I know, right? Just in different directions.
All right. Cody, have at it. Oh.
It is the Jason Lee, Kevin Smith, Mallrats.
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 Cass? Hartford.
As just says hashtag.
What they said. What they
so
said.
Everyone is going with Mallrats, and everyone is correct.
I'm trying to remember the team Hartford he's using to play Hartford in that NHL game at the beginning. Hartford beats this team once, maybe twice in a lifetime.
Good movie. Underrated. I think it's one of his underrated films.
Of the view askew-averse or that whole umbrella, it's certainly a preferred one.
For a long time, it was the pinnacle of that. And then Dogma came out and everybody just kind of, I don't know, man. I was never that big into Dogma. It was fine, but
I liked parts of Dogma a lot, but I think Mallrats was probably my favorite one. And Chasing Amy. I feel like the easy answer.
Yeah, Mallrats to me is the most solid all around. Mm-hmm. Just it's good in general.
It's got LaFleur in it.
Buddy Jesus, and that's all I'm looking for.
It's got George Carlin too, as and Alanis Morissette is God.
What's his name?
I forgot Alanis Morissette was in it.
Alan Rickman,
the Harry Potter guy. Alan Rickman. Jeez, I couldn't think of Alan Rickman
as Metatron, if I remember correctly.
Metatron, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, Lindsay.
Did Orson Welles played point Unicron. Standing.
Okay.
Unicron.
Orson Welles.
Yes. If you guys want your current point standings,
yes,
Hunter is in the lead with 11.
Yes.
Cody has got 8 points. Shannon has 5. And Kaz has 3 of his predicted 4.
Hell yeah, I'm getting close. It's
right there. He quit throwing in these goddamn bullshit Hamilton questions, and maybe I'll do something.
Now, Kaz, you have to stay under par. If you go over your limit, you bust. You can't do that.
That's a fair point.
I'm pretty sure Kaz is far past his limit, I feel like.
Cannot legally drive in the state in which Kaz
am off. Is this true?
I don't think so.
Is this true?
All right, Lindsay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
Well,
who sold a defective monorail system to Springfield?
Oh, son of a bitch. Can I use Phil Hartman?
No.
Because I think, while they're talking, because I don't remember the guy's name. I think of the song every time because my current employer is doing a massive expansion to our warehouse, including one component, which is the product will be shifted back and forth on a monorail trolley system. And every fucking time it's brought up by anybody in the company, the song goes off in my head and
monorail,
no one else.
You should just
look at him and go, I don't know. It's really more of a Shelbyville idea.
All right.
Courses
through my head.
Yeah, twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
I'll do you one better. I'll sing about it. Monorail. Monorail. I don't think I spelled his name.
Lyle
right.
Landley.
Lyle Landley.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Lyle Landley.
What can you
at least what I, that's what I wrote, so
Lyle Lovett? Yes, well, please.
Lyle Landley.
Hunter, let me ask you a question. Is there a chance the track might bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
I refer to my wedding pen.
Well, take my pen off, my good man. I can't talk.
Again, it makes me so sad. I'm the only one in my entire department.
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Where are you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir. I'm on the level. Cass, show him that picture of my bicep again.
Oh, wait, what? The what?
The show on the
that? He wants his bicep shown again.
That's what I'm talking about.
With just a period this time. No commentary. Just punctuation.
It's all about it.
All right, Lindsay.
All about it.
Next question.
Oh, man.
I'm getting there.
My anaconda don't.
Don't. How many more do we have?
We probably
until you guys want to stop.
probably two more, and then I think we're at our limit. So two more.
Okay.
We're at our limit.
We're at our limit.
If that's the case, I win.
Yeah, I won already.
I still want to play.
I get my participation trophy already.
Yeah, I do want to go for the. How many points did Tanner get? 13?
13.
All of them.
He got 13. No, he got 14. Ooh, I think.
I need to get the next two.
He had 14.
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying. All right.
Yeah, he had 14.
Yeah,
but this is three more.
This was a better game, though.
Yes. In Ant-Man, Scott Lang is fired from his job doing what?
Oh, I got it.
And there's a horse mouth.
Oh my god!
Up an entire screen.
I assume you're talking about after he gets out of prison, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Shannon, you're doing the same thing I am. I'm running through the movie in my head. And I got it. Yeah, I don't remember. Oh my god, I watched this movie in theaters. It's actually Ant-Man is the movie in the entire MCU I have watched the least.
I got it.
Same.
Is it?
You ready for this?
I have no idea.
Yeah, go for it. I don't know.
How do you
feel? Right, so he has a master's in electrical engineering, but the boy got fired from Baskin Robbins.
That's yeah. Because it was a birthday, right? Giving away too much birthday ice cream?
No. Yeah. They found out that he had been in prison.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were saying birthday. Yeah, no, he was. Yeah, he gets irritated with the customers. But yeah, the whole thing is that he'd been in prison.
I was going to answer that he went up people's pee streams and obliterated their genitals, but that would be after he was Ant-Man.
Hey, there's a fish in the Amazon.
They didn't arrest him for that.
There is.
He got away with that.
Are we doing one more or two more?
I forgot the question.
Let's give Hunter that record.
At least one more. I need to try to at least tie. Tanner.
Did you see that clip of Mac and me where the Ant Man was there?
Of Mac, is that with the alien?
Yeah.
Where they're like, it's not AT.
AT.
They got their little bucket. They got their beer guts and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
What'd you call it? Mick and me.
Mick and me.
Mac and me.
Mac and me.
Mac and me.
Mac and cheese.
Mac
and cheese.
That's a fucked up looking alien. I remember this.
Right?
Right?
He's got his
McDonald's. He's the McDonald's alien.
Oh, he's robbing a bank in this picture.
He looks like he looks like if Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman had a kid, but they aborted it, but it didn't take.
Oh, this is horrible.
Ew.
It didn't take?
It didn't. The abortion didn't take.
You're big on that didn't take lately.
That's so terrifying. That's
well, I guess we
Jackson
found the
from Coming to America.
All right.
Goddamn, Mac is robbing McDonald's.
That's painful. That's very painful.
And then he's gonna be his own lawyer too. Check him out. He is versatile.
No.
Why does he look like Gerald Ford after the election?
Oh, he's fucking ugly.
He kind of looks like Gerald Ford looks like right now, I can only assume.
There's God damn.
Oh.
Is he
dead?
Why?
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, we got one more. Hold on.
No.
There he is. He's like, help me.
It's Macaulay Culkin after the meth.
But he's Kevin, leaning in. But he's leaning into it.
I need you to animate that instead of the words.
I could make him get lemon face.
Oh, no. Lindsay, one more question for fuck's sake.
Are we doing one or two?
Just one. We'll get the fuck out of here, please.
Give me two. I need to hunt the record.
X-Fail. All right.
If you guys stop talking, I will do two.
Bill.
How much total does Obi-Wan agree to pay Han Solo for safe passage to Alderaan?
Oh, no. What
the fuck is that? What the fuck?
That line of sight is just bad.
R. McD is ready to do some things. You know what I'm saying?
Ted Cruz looks weird.
Yes, Kaz, I am. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm gonna wager a guess here. Cody, you guess first.
Yeah, is it 20,000 credits, 10 now and 10 later?
I said 500,000 credits. Maybe I overshot it. a little bit.
I don't think old Ben had that much money on him.
Okay. So I try to do the mental math here. I think I got this right. Han wants an extra 10 or something to that effect. And Obi-Wan thinks they can sell Luke's speeder for it's either the 2 or the 15. The total is 17,000. It's 2 now and 15 when we get to Alderaan.
Guys, you think. Would have thought that a number?
What the hell was the question?
I think.
Just, Lindsay, just.
It's legitimately Lindsay, been longer than I thought it was since I've seen A New Hope.
Lindsay, just get to the answer.
How many credits? Yeah.
Just get to
the
answer.
It's 17,000.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, 17,000. Nice. Good number. 17 nice. Credits is good.
The only thing I can remember is that there was a division between how much he got up front and how much he got after the transport.
Yeah, I knew it was like. Because I kept thinking it's not a round number, like it's an off the wall kind of thing. Yeah, 2 and 15.
Guess, wait, do they do like taxes where it's like 17.99?
I got that one on the skin of my teeth.
Where it's like, hey, it's we're gonna sell it for $17, but like gasoline, it's like $3.14.
No, he's selling it after the fact.
Cass, can we see Mac and me one more time, please?
No.
Oh, you know. Which one you want? Hold on, not that one.
Lindsay, give me one more and that way either I tie Tanner
that
or
that one?
There we go.
Do you like the one where he's like robbing the place? or question. When he's defending himself. I think that's the same one. I don't know. These fucked up aliens.
I find that the one I pulled last is appropriate for today because it's the only horse question in the bunch.
I drew him as me, but with buff muscles.
No!
Oh, he looks like Baby Yoda that's like buff. Buff no. Baby.
Buff Baby.
Buffy Yoda.
Buff Baby.
Hold on.
All right, Lindsay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Jack in the movie, Buff Baby Yoda.
In the movie Brave, what is the name of Merida's horse?
Hell no.
Could you not have picked the horse from fucking Tangled? You asked 50,000 fucking Tangled questions last night, and now you picked the horse from Brave, which no one saw.
No.
Well, I can change it up. Okay, I can give you the answer for Brave. I can give you the answer for Beauty and the Beast. I can give you the answer for Mulan. I can give you the answer from Tangled.
I don't know.
I don't. Give us the multiple choice on this horse.
Allegedly.
You want the multiple choice?
Give us the multiple choice.
So, give me the multiple choice. Tanner got multiple choice all night. Give me the multiple choice.
Is it A, Arnold, B, Alistair, C, Ansel, or D, Angus?
My heart says believe you. D is the most basic one, and it sounds like the most red one.
With A. Will you say them one more time?
Arnold, Alistair, Ansel, or Angus?
I will guess Ansel.
What letter was that?
What B? Was the question?
That was C. What is the name of Merida's horse?
Alec Baldwin.
I guessed B for Alistair, but I think it's Angus because that's the most basic one.
So full disclosure, I've never seen Brave.
Oh, okay.
I also think Shannon might be right with Alistair, but at the same time, that sounds too villainous and it's Disney. So I'm gonna go with Angus.
It's pure Angus beef.
Correct. The correct answer is Angus.
I knew
the
it.
Movie takes place in Scotland.
Yes! I knew it. Most basic answer.
Fuck it, Tanner.
Disney is Angus basic a Scottish name? Bitches. Yeah, it is.
I mean, I did say Scottish horse allegedly, so I mean, I gave you all I got in the beginning.
Basic ass Disney.
Wait, hold on. Was Cody throwing out hints? I didn't hear him.
I mean, I said Scottish horse. I mean, I gave you what I got.
You would brazenly declare a horse.
I've never seen Brave, but I knew who Merida is.
I didn't even know Angus was a Scottish
horse.
I know
where the thing came from.
It doesn't seem very Scottish.
That's going to do it for us tonight. Lindsay, hit us with those totals real quick.
Hunter has moved into the lead over the 2 days at 15 points. Oh. Cody ended at 8. Shannon ended at 6. And Kaz, you had 3.
I ended so cold. I had 8-4 questions ago and skidded into the finish. My offensiveness caught up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, G.
There 3 points. I was under par.
You were under par. Well done.
Sorry, I'm going to pop over into the Call of Duty chat and
Wait, are you going to drop in Hulk Hogan?
There it is.
You beautiful bastard.
He did. Well done. No,
I'm going to use Bryan Cranston because he's the superior person.
We only did 18 questions tonight versus 20.
Bryan Cranston did most of his scenes with no pants on.
See, I got a bigger score with fewer questions.
That's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to get out of here. We want to thank everyone that stuck with us through this abomination of a show. But it was a lot of fun.
Seven people are still
I am
here.
Sorry.
And that's all that matters. Why are you people still here? Oh, good Lord. Anyway.
Now. Somebody left.
Hunter is... Hunter.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm gonna get a victory drink. I'll be right back.
Oh, yes. Hold on. I got some... Okay.
I guess we'll just all sit here quietly till he gets back.
No, I feel like I need to keep apologizing.
No, Cody. It never happened. It never happened. Cody.
None of this happened.
Ooh,
what is that?
Yes, sir. That is Terramana.
Oh, hang on.
It's too bright. Yeah, we can't see.
It's bright. Yeah, I see a white label of something.
It is the Rock's tequila, and you will treat it with the respect it deserves, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. I guess. All right. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight on this special trivia edition of Horse Time on the Podzilla 1985 Network. We're going to be back next week. Monday, possibly, with an all-new I Want to Believe. Maybe not. We'll see how Tanner takes the news tonight. On Tuesday, we definitely have a new episode of PZ85 Plays, where I will probably be on. But otherwise, it's keeping up the adventures in Coruscant, Hunter.
It stings the nostrils. Yeah, no, the Core of Corruption. We started that episode with a new installment, the first episode of that installment this past week.
And a new character.
Coming week. And a brand... I was getting there, Cody. I know you're there. With a brand new character. Kruskog Zubane has joined the crew as one of... Zubat. I'm honest, that's how I remember it. Kaz. Every time I go, Zubat. Zubane. Okay.
Kaz, I need you to put
Kruskog in front of me.
Put that Stormtrooper and that Vader together, please. They need to be ass to ass.
You never go... never mind.
Wait, oh, they're going the wrong way. That's going to be tricky. I can't do that in time.
Yeah, because that one's going right up against your ear.
That's happening.
I feel like Chris Rock had a sketch about this.
I can't fix this fast enough. I got to lock everything, and then
he's impaired. He's still up against your head,
I can't fix him. Oh, here he goes. How do you flip
him? There you go. Move him around.
Move him right.
Anyway, new episode. Booyah. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Now that the crew is solidly entrenched in Coruscant, what happens next? Well, you'll have to tune in to find out.
Ooh, yes. Wednesday is an all new Pro Wrestling Unscripted. They're going to be talking about wrestling. Some big news, I think, came out. Kane announced for the Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
Rob Van Dam, too.
Oh, did RVD get it? I didn't see that one.
Well, as of Wednesday night, Kane was official. RVD wasn't. So
don't forget the Great Khali.
The Great Khali. Yeah.
What fucking year are we in?
The year of our Lord.
Doesn't matter. None of the years would make it a right answer or a right
choice.
No.
No. Not.
Thursday.
Why is RVD still wrestling?
He's kind of not. It's a long story.
He's in a whole different company. Yeah.
Anyway, Thursday's After Dark. Friday's Horse Time. Saturday, we may or may not have a new show. I haven't decided if I want to do it yet. I'm very picky.
So excited.
Anyway,
I'm gonna name drop it right now.
Was it
No Going Back with Shannon Young?
Yes, Lemon Face.
This Saturday, be there.
I'm stealing half hour headlines back then.
You can have it. It's yours. All right, cool. Guys, thank you for tuning in. We're going to get out of here. Go play some Call of Duty, eat some dinner, sober up a little bit. Until then, for myself, for Lindsay, for Cody, for Kazman, for Double H, we are out of here. Take care this weekend. See you tomorrow, maybe. Hunter, take us out.
Suck it, Tanner. Later.